All right, welcome to a bonus episode, WrestleMania preview edition of The Payoff. I'm Tom, that's Jeff. Jeff, how the hell are you doing?
Mania week, man. It's exciting. It's always exciting.
Is it exciting, though?
We'll talk about it. I know. It's like that graph we have. Like, I get excited and then I lose hope. And so we'll just kind of have to see. As we're recording this, like, the week has not been off to a great start. So we'll just have to wait and see. At least on paper, there should be some magic here. But
I've never been less excited for a WrestleMania in my life.
It's hard to be a wrestling fan a lot of the days. So we'll just see how this one goes, though. But
I mean, even last year, it has nothing. I mean, I won't say it has nothing to do with. Well, yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do with the pandemic because you're getting a crowd. Last year, we didn't have a crowd, but I'm like, Taker, AJ, that's going to be badass. Goldberg, that's interesting. Lesnar, McIntyre, what do you do there? I thought the Rollins KO stuff was interesting. I thought that the Edge Orton stuff was really interesting. And I know I'm probably leaving other stuff off, but it was a much better card than this year. Mm-hmm. All right. So Hall of Fame, we both watched it last night. Let me just run through some thoughts that I had. First of all, this Peacock thing where you can't rewind is absolute bullshit. I mean, you run to the bathroom, you grab something to eat, you take a shower, I mean, the fact that I can't sit there from 5 to 8:30 my time Pacific, 8 to 11:30 or whatever your time without ever stopping it or needing to rewind. I'm guessing if you pop in it halfway through, you have to watch it live.
Yes.
That's terrible. They need to fix that.
Yep. And I wonder what the ad like. Or like the non-ad free experience is, because I have the ad free one. And so I'm wondering if there's like moments where we're like, it's kind of peppered in somehow, or it's just like a random drop. Like, if you're watching streaming ESPN or March Madness or something, and all of a sudden you got a Snickers ad. Like, so I would be interested to hear how that plays, but I'm right there with you. Go ahead.
The two classes instead of one, just do a 2020-21 class. Like, right. Oh, you do 2 years.
Or so bad.
Just do that. So there's two things, two shows. I have no idea how you can possibly explain that that made sense. Not having the introduction sucked. Those are my favorite part. Sometimes when, someone comes out and talks about the guy's career, that's more interesting than the actual person's speech. So not having the inductions was terrible. Obviously, no crowd was awful. Like the NWO needed a crowd, and then they could have worked the crowd. And then remember, like, DX came out in the tank?
DX, yep, yep.
Like, I would have loved an NWO version of that. Maybe, you have all the old NWO people there. They're not all on stage, or they bring them out. Like, anyone you can find that was ever associated with the NWO. And it's like, get a guy like Scott Norton out there. Get Buff Bagwell out there. I mean, how cool would it have been to just bring everyone together? Maybe, do something with the pyro or something cool with the NWO. So that was bad. The legacy people, I had three issues with those right off the top. This, I believe her name was Ethel, the first black female wrestler. That's someone you put in the Hall of Fame, and you have Bianca or someone like that do the introduction, and maybe you have one of their family members up. That should be a Hall of Fame entrance. Same with Dr. Death Steve Williams. How's he not an actual Hall of Famer? And I thought the same, even Paul Bosch. I just didn't understand how they didn't give any of those three an actual induction.
To your point on that one, I thought the legacy stuff was an afterthought to me. I would have been interested to know those stories ahead of time.
Yeah, and I think in some cases they were actual Hall of Famers, like actual people that carve out 15 minutes, 10 minutes and do that.
Right.
Who cares if someone's like, well, I've never heard of this person. Okay, well, maybe it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that at all. I think my two favorites were Kane and RVD. I thought those were the best kind of.
RVD was my favorite. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think RVD number one, Kane number two for me. I think overall, I wish they would have just pushed off all of this, and that would have been the crowd in Dallas. But I don't know. Maybe they thought, hey, next year we're going to throw Taker in Texas, so we want him to headline. I don't know. But
I don't know if I have bought into the narrative of like even some wrestlers saying like the Hall just it's not a true Hall of Fame. Like they either need a building, which I get that's a massive investment if they were to do something like that, but there's zero reason why they can't find somewhere to do some kind of, you know, wrestling warehouse, like, you know, kind of do something like that Hall of Fame. And I guarantee like people would go to that, like, you know, so that would be interesting to me. And then I think I texted it to you last night during the show. Like I think they need to get the Hall away from WrestleMania. I understand why it's important to do it that weekend and kind of sell it that way. I think it would be more meaningful if you did it either. You could do it even, you know, throughout the year, pick, you know, a different kind of time of year to do it. Like, you know, SummerSlam, maybe that's the time to do it. I don't know, but it, like, it makes the week, like, you know, we're on now night three of, you know, 10 straight nights of wrestling.
Afterthought.
Yes. And yeah. I had a good time. I know you and I have both been to them in person too. Like, you know, yes, it's a long day. It's a long night when you go to it, but I don't care. Like, you know, I go because I want to experience that.
I like the idea of bumping it to SummerSlam weekend. I just, again, there's just too much happening for WrestleMania and it gets lost mm-hmm. in the shuffle. Mm-hmm. It sucked. And there's no other way to say it. It absolutely sucked. So,
yep. What are the thoughts? You got any other thoughts?
On Hall of Fame, no. I think, okay. You know, it just should have done better. Again, it missed so many elements. It missed the mark. The production in terms of interviewing people in suits backstage, but there was no crowd. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. And I just think this completely missed the mark. So,
yeah.
All right. Night one, night two, let's run through the cards and we can give some thoughts, ideas, predictions.
I'll read the whole card. We don't know. There may be some changes between now and when the episode airs. I'll read night one and then I'll kind of go through it individually. So you got Sasha and Bianca Belair for the women's SmackDown championship. You got Bobby Lashley who's the champ versus Drew McIntyre. That's for the WWE championship. You got Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison. That was just this week made a tag match. The New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos for the Raw Tag Team Championship. You got Braun Strowman versus Shane in the steel cage match. You got Cesaro versus Seth Rollins, just a regular singles match. And then you got the women's tag team turmoil match, which will then the winner of this goes night two to take on the champions on that one of Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. So you have Lana and Naomi, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose, the Riot Squad, which is of course Liv and Ruby Riot, and then Natalya and Tamina. So we'll start. Like I'll actually start at the bottom and work our way up because that's
yeah. And I'll say I think the two nights is actually better just so these people have time to actually work.
I agree.
The idea of throwing this all on the one night just it seems just too much at this point. Although it sounds like Dallas and LA they're going to do just one night. But
and I think like the 8 o'clock start time is late. I know East Coasters aren't a big fan of that, but what are you gonna do? So, all right, we'll start with the women's tag match, which goes into night two. So Lana, Naomi, Dana, Mandy, Riot Squad, and Natalya Tamina. Who do you have? Who are you thinking?
Don't care. Don't know. No one really jumps out at me that, hey, this is who should get the push. What about you?
I think Nia and Shane are retaining a night two anyways, so it really doesn't matter. That's so
kind of how yep. I feel.
All right, next, which I think this, I'll say it right here. I think this could be the match of the night over everything else. Cesaro and Seth Rollins, just a regular old singles match.
Yeah, you're right. They could absolutely steal it. You know, Seth has started to put together a nice little WrestleMania resume for himself. You know, it's hard to imagine Cesaro winning just because it just seems like they're, you know, Seth is more the guy. He's going to get the win.
Yep.
I'd love to see Cesaro win. I'd love to see them do more with him, but I like these two being together. What about you?
I agree with you. I'm picking Cesaro. I think it's time. Like I feel unfortunately it's probably just they needed to get him in a match and him and Seth have had a little bit of mic work over the last few weeks, but I really want Cesaro to win. I'm with you. Like every wrestler has said, Cesaro is one of the strongest guys in the locker room. He's one of the best guys in the locker room. I want Cesaro in this one. So we'll see what happens. So, all right, Braun and Shane in a steel cage match. I know you're excited for this one. Who doesn't, you know, excited to see Braun and Shane take each other?
I mean, the angle's been awful. It doesn't make any sense. You know, now Shane's what, a heel again? Okay. You know, the only good thing is you're going to get some plunder. I see a ref bump and Shane doing an elbow drop off the top of the cage onto a table outside. So, looking forward to the plunder. Again, I'd rather this be on WrestleMania than not. I mean, right? It kind of feels like a WrestleMania match moment. I'm okay with it. You know, again, you assume Braun's going to win. But, gosh, a year ago, Braun's your champion, squashes Goldberg. And, you know, they just they cannot figure out what to do with this guy.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, like, he should be a heel. Braun should. Like, you know, I don't even care if you put him back.
No question. A guy that size needs to be a heel.
It makes no sense. They make him, you know, they add that train sound to the one YouTube video from like a month or so ago. Like, and I had one buddy that really loved that. Like, I was like, this, you know, just ridiculous to me, but whatever. I'm actually picking Shane, but there's going to be shenanigans. So like Braun's going to quote win, but you know, Shane's going to get it because of DQ or some weird fucked up thing. So, all right, the New Day versus AJ and Omos for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Sure, the New Day, I guess.
You know, you saw obviously the stuff around AJ wanting the Triple H match.
Yes.
This is a better card if AJ and Triple H wrestle.
Yeah.
You know, I was disappointed to hear that. I mean, you know, I'd love, you know, again, fantasy booking, I'd love to see AJ Sean or AJ Triple H. It made too much sense. And I wish that, you know, the powers that be would have looked at this card and went, you know, it's a better event if we can get Triple H on the card, and it would be great to have him and AJ. We need a little nostalgia. We need a little legend, you know, fairy dust on this show. I just think it would have been better. I really want them to have a good match because I like Kofi. You know, love AJ. I'm hoping that they turn this into a great match, but you know, how often does WWE deliver a great tag match?
Right. Yeah. But
if it's going to happen, this would be it.
Well, so you're picking this tag match over the, our next one, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus Miz and John Morrison. So if you had to pick your night one tag match, which one would you prefer?
Well, I prefer the New Day match. I tell you, the stuff with Bad Bunny, I mean, the guy's a megastar. You know, obviously, I'm out of that age demographic, but the guy's a megastar. You know, throwing him on this show, throwing Logan Paul, it feels like WrestleMania. They're not my people. They're not, you know, people I'm excited to see. You know, I'm more of the age of a Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, Shaq. So are you. But, hey, why not? I got no issue with it at all. I like the angle. I think Miz and Morrison have been fantastic. I think the video's good. I think they've done a really, really good job with it. So have a fun match, do a little celebrity thing. I like it. I'm happy that they're doing it. And, you know, I think maybe you make Priest into a star.
And I think, I think they're running real high on Damian Priest right now because he got into this match like this week after Monday Night Raw.
I heard there were some injuries with Morrison and Priest. That was the issue, but I think both cleared and didn't wrestle. So that's why it's back to a tag match.
Either way, this guy's got, you know, it's one of those where they're riding high on him now. Hopefully they continue to ride high on him because you always hear like Ricochet and Aleister Black and the guys that are now, you know, where are they now type thing. I'm with you too on the Bad Bunny stuff. Like, I don't care about him and his, you know, what, like the different stuff he's doing. It's just, but you and I aren't the demographic they're going after on that one either. So same with like, is it Logan Paul or Jake Paul? I forget, but anyways, that type of stuff. I don't care about them. You know, I'm going to watch it obviously, but who cares? So, I'm with you, Miz. I have always liked the Miz. I think I've talked about it on the show. Like, my brother turned me onto him years ago at this point, because of just how good, like some of the stuff the Miz was doing at the time. Him and John Morrison are, you know, buddies in real life. And so I think that kind of helps to play off of some of this a whole lot. Now we got a new season of Miz and Mrs. coming up. I am an avid watcher. I don't know about you. It's actually pretty funny some weeks. And so, I would pick, the Miz and Mrs. over Total Divas as any day of the week. So that's my hot pick for the night. So we got that. So next then, moving on a little bit here, again, well, let's do the women first. We got Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the Women's SmackDown Championship. Thoughts, Tom?
You know, this had so much promise and potential, and it's just, I think this is a victim of Royal Rumble's here, WrestleMania's here, and we have to fill all this TV. And the build was just too long and just puttered out.
Because they didn't know what to do. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't change titles to change titles. I'd say you just keep Sasha strong and keep this one going for a few more months. I don't see Bianca as, hey, you got to get the strap on her. You got to make her the next big star. Mm-hmm. I don't see it, but I could be wrong. What do you think?
I think she's getting a Mania moment. I think they're riding high on her. I think with I think the four horsewomen they've really kind of cooled on a lot of that. Obviously Becky's gone. Charlotte, at least as of recording, Charlotte still isn't on the card. I know that again, there was some health stuff. She said she had COVID too. So who knows what's actually going to happen there. And of course the Andrade stuff, who knows how, you know, the real life blending over how much of that actually played into all this, but you know, and then Bailey too. Bailey's not on the card either. So, like, you know, what the hell? So I think it's time. They've been riding high on her for a while. She obviously won the Rumble, so they're feeling pretty good about it. I give it to her. I'm with you. I see where you're coming from too, of like, stick with, you know, if it ain't broke, you know, stick with what you know type situation with Sasha. But who knows? Maybe we're going to get a reset here. We're going to get a new champ. That's what I'd like to see, at least. Like, let's see some different stuff here. Bianca would be a mix to that. So I think it'd be interesting. So yeah, who knows? All right. Next,
I'm so sick of every title switching all the time. So that's part of me. It's nothing against Bianca. I'm just sick of every title.
And I think I saw the betting odds for at least stand and deliver. Like, they're saying a lot of title changes.
Great.
And so, yeah, we'll see. But okay. And then again, the final title match of night one, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. Who do you got? And with Lashley currently having the strap.
I mean, lousy build. You know, McIntyre losing the title twice over the past year made zero sense to me. Giving it to Orton made no sense. The Miz stuff made no sense.
For what? Yeah.
I just keep the guy strong and say, look, this is the man. He's held the title for 12 months. You know, he took out Lesnar. No one's been able to beat him. Could Lashley take him down? Okay. That would be the storyline. Or maybe Lashley got the title off him 4 or 5 months ago and Drew finally is getting his chance at revenge. But they're just limping into this thing. It doesn't feel like anything other than the feud at the moment. This doesn't feel like WrestleMania. They did nothing with Lashley the entire time he was in until, what, 60 or 90 days ago. Drew's weak. You know, you're going to have Drew beat Lesnar. Why not just keep him super strong for the past year? I don't understand it. So I say all that to say I'm just not excited about it. And I don't care. So, I mean, what happens? Either Lashley retains and, okay, we continue this, or McIntyre gets his third title reign in a year. Either way, you know these two are going to have 3 or 4 more matches over future pay-per-views. So regardless of who wins, it really doesn't matter. Neither guy, you know, again, if Lashley wins, I think it means more to him. If McIntyre wins, it's like, oh, he has his WrestleMania moment he should have had last year. I feel like that's what they're building towards, is they're just trying to get McIntyre to be able to hold the title in front of a crowd. But man, you could have used Lashley so much better. I mean, since the beginning, the guy is an absolute freak. He's a veteran. He can work. The MVP stuff is really good. I like that. It's just terrible. What about you?
Yeah, and we've seen the behind the scenes stuff too. They really shit the bed by breaking up the hurt business. And I was curious because they had been together since about, well, everybody since about September or so. That includes like Cedric and Shelton Benjamin and stuff like that. Why not? Okay, fine. So you put the strap even at, you know, SummerSlam on Bobby, and then you have Drew overcome the entire hurt business. Yep. Like, I don't understand, like, that there's your angle, you know, for, you know, every month he's taking on a different member. He's fighting them off. He's doing these other things. Maybe you have, you know, some random, you know, legend or something come in for a month of it. Cause then you get the MVP crossover or something. Like, maybe you do something long, you know, some feud that he had over the years and bring somebody in to deal with that. Yeah. And then I think that's how you could have built to this better. Now, everybody hates the fact that the Hurt business was broken up. It seems like,
I'm just hoping that's a swerve because it makes no sense.
Yes. And I think, you know, we're hearing like behind the scenes, like the backstage morale, people are pissed about it. Like, yeah. And MVP has we've said that before, like you have to reinvent yourself in this business. A lot of times, like MVP has, I'll say reinvented himself. One of my top managers with the Hurt business, so good at it. And so, and like, you know, MVP, and even for me, I would say he was a mid-carder before this. Like he wasn't to me, and like, you know, barely with that, you know, when in his first, you know, his initial run and stuff like that. But like as a manager of these guys, like, oh man, like he has really knocked it out of the park. And then to see him break him up that way. So if I had to, I'm with you. I think you said it. I'm going to pick Drew as the winner here, but I don't think there was a lot left on the drawing room floor that they could have done with this to get there. But I 1000% agree. They want that. It's going to be the sign off, and I will put money on this. Like it's going to be the sign off of night one of the fireworks going off, Drew in the turn, or, you know, Drew standing on the turnbuckle with the belt screaming, and they go off night one with that image. I feel like of course I can be wrong, but that is what I'm going to plant my flag on and my hill I'm going to die on, is that's what they want us to see at the end of night one.
I got no issue with that at all.
Yeah. So, okay. Night two. All right. Well, I said Cesaro Rollins is kind of my match of the night one. Do you got a match of night one that you want to kind of plant your flag on?
You know, of all of that, you know, I hate saying it, but it's like, I'm probably the most excited for Shane Braun just because of the spectacle. And I know it's terrible, and I know I should be more excited about the title matches. But again, as a fan, that's just not excited for this card. You know, give me a good Shane Braun, you know, kind of craziness. That's probably going to be the thing I enjoy most on the first night, unless something surprises me. You know, the men and women are going to bust their ass, and you're going to see some new stuff, and everyone's going to be trying their best, and there's going to be a crowd. So I'm hoping that I go in with low expectations and I'm surprised.
So you're picking the non-title steel cage match. I'm picking the non-title singles match. Yeah, so
what did that tell you?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There's a problem there. So, okay. So night two, moving on, which just reminding everybody, of course, as we've said it on our regular shows, 20% off free shaping or free shipping, free manscaping, shipping, all this other stuff, you know, 20% off free shipping, use that code payoff at manscaped.com. Good stuff. Tom and I were waiting on additional products ourselves that we ordered because we're excited about stuff. And so,
when they became a partner, they were kind enough to send us a bunch of stuff, but the one thing that we did not get was the ear and nose trimmer, otherwise known as the weed whacker. And I immediately went on the site. I'm like, I need that too. So I ordered one. He ended up ordering one as well. Payoff is the discount code. So we've got 20% off and free shipping. So I'm serious. Check out their stuff. If you use products like that,
throw them away. Order this. That's
fine. And if you don't use products like this, then you need to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all we got. All right, night two. Let's go.
Night two. I'll go through the whole card. We got Roman with Paul Heyman, of course, versus Edge and Daniel Bryan for the WWE Universal Championship. Asuka versus Rhea Ripley. The Fiend versus Randy Orton. Big E versus Apollo Crews. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn with Logan Paul. Riddle, as he is now referred to, Riddle versus Sheamus. And then Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus the winners of the previous night. So I'm going to go in reverse on this one too, working from the bottom up. So the women's tag team championship, Shayna versus whoever wins Shayna and Nia versus whoever wins that first night. I'll ask, do you care?
Nope.
Okay. We're just going to move on. I don't even care. All right. Riddle versus Sheamus for the U.S. Championship. Thoughts?
You know, they just wrestled on TV, like a week ago?
Yeah.
Who cares, right? Yeah. I mean, who cares? It doesn't matter to me. It just doesn't matter. I'm not looking forward to it. Riddle does nothing for me. Sheamus, I think in the right program with the right dance partner, puts on some pretty good matches. I find him to be entertaining. Riddle's just kind of in no man's land. I mean, he's getting a little bit of a push, but I just don't know if they really know what they have with him. And I've never watched a match of his or a promo and been like, wow, I really like this guy. He does nothing for me as a wrestler or a character.
I mean, they're playing up the pothead surfer or whatever, bro. Like, I get it. Like, I feel like, yeah, he has put on decent matches in NXT. He's done none of that on the regular card. And so that, you know, it's kind of like, what the hell? Yeah, he is. He's a former UFC. I don't understand how they don't know how to use these guys. Like, shit, make a stable, have Brock lead a stable with some of these guys.
When everything that Riddle does feels so scripted and
yes,
I just don't like it.
And I don't like, understand it. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's probably not how he normally communicates. So what are they doing? So
see, I think it is.
Either way, I don't like it.
Bro, like, yeah. So, all right. If I had to pick, though, I'm gonna go Sheamus. Actually, put the U.S. strap on him for a while.
I am too. I think he wins.
Yeah. The never ending feud that, you know, the last time we get it, but we still continue to get it. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. I do like this Sami Zayn kind of conspiracy kind of angle. They've been playing it up. It works. And these two know how to put on a good match. We've seen it before. They've wrestled who knows how many times. And so if anybody knows each other in the ring better, you know, these guys are at the top of the list, hands down. And so
I like them getting a chance to be on WrestleMania together. You know, KO is going to do something pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I like Zayn as a heel. So I'm actually really looking forward to this one. I think I like night two a lot better than night.
I absolutely like night two a lot better. I always think back, and I know you've seen it too. A lot of us have seen that clip of Kevin Owens when he asks Vince, like, what'd you think of that? And Vince was just kind of like, it's not what I wanted. And so, and then he had to go out the next year and he put on a good match and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I think this is one where, if I had to pick, I think from a storyline perspective, I actually want Sammy to win on this one, but who knows? So, you picking a winner. Who do you got? Kevin Owens or Sammy?
Sammy.
Okay. Next, which in pretty much a hardcore fight here, or street fight for the Intercontinental Championship, you got Big E versus Apollo Crews. I've always been a fan of both these guys. I've seen Apollo Crews live more at NXT shows than I have. I feel like, you know, sometimes in the ring at WWE, which is not true, but you know, that's how I feel sometimes. Big E is like, could be a champ if they wanted to push him, you know, to the top of the card on this. And so, I think this should be a good match between these guys. I got a feeling they could have some chemistry together here. I think the story is not whatever, but, I want Big E to win this one, or actually I want Big E to lose this one because I want him to keep getting pushed higher on the card. But we'll see what happens, but I think this could be a sneaky good match. Who knows?
Yeah, I do too. I like both guys a lot. I wish that this wasn't like a rematch. You know, it's like, we've already done this, did it on the last pay-per-view, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, same here. So, and who are you picking, Big E or Apollo?
No, I'm picking, I want Crews to win.
Okay, we both want a Crews. All right, got it. All right. Okay, I'm going to mix it up here. All right, so next you've got Asuka versus Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship. We don't know what the deal is with Charlotte. I would hate for her to get shoehorned into this match like the night before.
I think her entrance is going to hit and she's going to come out.
Yeah. I don't think Rhea is going to win. They've put her in this position multiple times and she never wins. And they're not giving us a reason to like her as far as I'm concerned. Heel or not, like, give me more to the character so that I know how I'm supposed to feel about her. I think she's great in the ring when we do see her. Like, they've obviously put her against Charlotte before. She's had all these opportunities. I think the booking has just screwed her. I don't think it's her or anything that.
I think she's been just terribly booked. I think she's fantastic.
Yes. And so I think for that same reason, like, Asuka's going to go over on her on this one. I like Asuka a lot. I always have since day one, even since NXT, and kind of watching her obviously with the undefeated stuff. But yeah, I think Asuka's going over again, but I also think we're going to get shenanigans with Charlotte too. And I don't know what you do with Rhea at this point, because she's getting to that point where it's like, okay, how many times are you going to make her lose here?
Well, that's why I think they gotta put the strap on her.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens on that one. But okay. All right. So next, final two matches of the night. Oh boy. All right. So you got The Fiend with Alexa versus Randy Orton.
You know,
go ahead. Yeah.
The Fiend could be and should be awesome. it's just start, stop, start, stop. I mean, the thing they did with Rollins and giving him the title and then getting squashed by Goldberg. I mean, it's just, why not just keep him as a novelty character, not use him on TV every week? I don't mind the Alexis stuff. Don't think it's needed, but I don't mind it. But again, this should have just been used, you know, sparsely over the past 2 years. Build him up for big shows. You know, don't let him lose very often. Don't overexpose him. And they've done everything wrong with him. But I still care. I mean, it just shows you how good the character is. I still, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, what are they doing now? I'll give it another shot because I really like the guy. But this Orton stuff, complete dud. Complete dud.
I think it boils back down to like, how much supernatural do you want in your wrestling, and like, how far do you want it to go? I think for me, they've like, in my younger days, yeah, I probably would have enjoyed this. And I have friends like our age, you know, mid 30s that are all about this right now. So like, for some people, they really enjoy this kind of supernatural and the black slime and all this other stuff. I think that the character change for Alexa was a good idea. Yeah. I think that, at least that piece of it, you know, kind of doing that, I think we still, you know, why they have a built-in Sister Abigail and then they never kind of tell us, you know, whether we just bought into that too much and wanted someone to be Sister Abigail and it never happened, whatever, you know. So I think though the Fiend has to win this one. I think if he doesn't win this one, I don't know what you do, because you're just you're shitting all over the guy. Like Bray Wyatt, you know, has obviously pissed off the wrong people if he loses this one, because I don't see how he can possibly go over with, you know, having the character he does. They build, you know, they spend the money and have the new mask and things like that, like the fire and all these other stuff. I don't see how Randy Orton wins this one, but at the same time, it's Randy Orton, so I don't know.
Agreed.
But okay, and then finally the last match of night two, which I believe this will definitely be the main event. It kind of has to be the triple threat.
Yeah, actually the only thing on either night that I'm looking forward to,
that is a true main event. Yeah. You know, you can't,
this is main event. This is WrestleMania. You don't know who's gonna win this one. All three guys would be awesome to see win for very different reasons.
Yes. And so this goes, I think, back to the CM Punk, like, you can only have one main event. This is the main event for the Universal Championship. You got Roman Reigns and, of course, Paul Heyman, along with Edge and Daniel Bryan. I am with you. I have no idea. Like, this feels good because I have no idea who's going to win this one.
And I'm cool with any of the three winning.
I agree.
Brian, you're like, holy shit, it's a shock. And we don't think he's going to be in the ring much longer. And it would be great, feel good, even if it only lasts for a month or two. Maybe there's one more Daniel Bryan reign over the next 3 to 6 months. And then he can, you know, kind of be a part-timer, and that's cool. Edge wins. God, it's, you know, the guy was retired 9 years ago, and here we are, main event of WrestleMania, and he wins. And God, you could put him on a 12-month heel run. But then you say Reigns, how do you take the title off him right now? The biggest star in the business, biggest heel, he's doing great. You know, you keep him white hot. You keep him with Heyman. I can argue for all three. I feel like I'll be happy if any of the three win. You can't say that very often in pro wrestling. I think this is just fantastic. What about you?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think it's even hard for me to pick a winner because all three kind of make sense for different reasons with the storyline. Like when they first I say shoehorn to Edge in, but they really didn't. Like, you know, it's been a month now. It made sense, at the time it was kind of like, oh yeah, duh. Like, you know, it was obvious why they were doing it, but at the same time, I don't care anymore because I think it does add to it. I think this could be like a 30-minute match with these guys just kind of, you know, beating the hell out of each other type thing. And so, you know, someone go through a table early or something like that and they're knocked out, you know, things like, you know, we're going to see some of that. So, and I think too, like, I want Edge to win because, like, you got feel-good stories all over this too. And so that's why I lean a little bit more toward even like Edge or Daniel Bryan winning because like to give you that kind of feel good moment. Now that was one interesting read I had. I think it was on Reddit the other day that they were saying like the one thing that WWE going back to having, what is it, 20,000 or whatever it is, 25,000, they are now at the whim of however the crowd reacts. And so that's another thing where do you want, like, that's the thing is the crowd finally over Roman, and are they going to cheer him if he wins, or are they going to get boos as they go off the air? Like, do they want that? Like, you know, and I don't know. And so I'm wondering, like, are they going to forget, like, hey, some of these situations, like, we're going to boo certain people, whether you want us to or not, because I feel like more recently it's come out, especially the Thunderdome stuff. They're saying, well, cheer for this, or, you know, we know they're piping crowd noise in and stuff like that, but, you know, or boo this person or, you know, whatever it might be. It's like, okay, well, you can't tell 25,000 fans in the stadium, hey, boo Roman Reigns, because, or, you know, cheer Roman Reigns. That's just not going to happen. And so I think for that, that's why I lean slightly more toward Edge and Daniel Bryan. And it feels weird, but the feel good of it, I want Edge to win. Give him a strap till summer. Shit, have him lose it at Money in the Bank. Like, they just announced Money in the Bank and Backlash again for May and June. Like, you know, he doesn't even have to hold it till SummerSlam. Let him have a short run.
Slow it down and tell better stories.
Yeah.
So these three, you literally could go a year with these three. You know, yep. I mean, it's like, again, regardless of who wins, okay, you know, God, Edge and Reigns. There's a couple matches there. There's a couple matches between Edge and Bryan. You know, can you do Reigns, Bryan again? Of course you can. I mean, you know, you could do combinations of these three, and it's no different than what they did with, you know, Austin, Rock, Triple H back in the day. You know, you had a couple megastars, and you could mix and match and get through a couple years of doing that. As we've said on our normal podcast, you don't have mega stars. I think the closest thing you have to mega stars right now are Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, and Edge. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could throw McIntyre in there. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Other than that, marquee heavyweights, 20-minute match that you want to tune in to watch to main event a show, that's it. There is no one else.
Yep.
Maybe AJ, you know, again, but they've really just pushed him down. They pushed Kofi down. You know, I mean, there aren't a lot of guys. And so you have three guys that are the guy. I would say there's no way that you can F this up, but you know that they could find a way. Let's hope they don't, because I think they have three megastars, and I think they have SmackDown main events written out for the next 12 months if they play their cards right on this one.
Yeah, so I'm picking Edge. How about you?
Yeah. If I said, you know, how do I want night two to end? I want Edge holding the title. I think that is such a tremendous story.
Yeah, absolutely. With the comeback and everything, it's hard not to. So, and then two match, I'd say match of the night, I feel like it has to be this triple threat. Like, hopefully that's what I'm picking. If I had to pick another one, like over this, I'm interested in Kevin Owens and Sammy, but, we obviously are high on that main event, but, and this is it. It's odd too, because we shit on a lot of this. We don't care about some of it, but that's kind of normal for WrestleMania too. So, you know, we can look back over years past, and there was a lot on some of the previous years where we're like, boy, that I don't really care too much about that. And then we kind of got shocked or something like that. And we'll just kind of have to see what happens. But it'd definitely be interesting, and I'm excited no matter what.
Well, we're going hard for WrestleMania. So we started this week with Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, WrestleMania 21. We dropped a bonus episode, Austin turning heel.
It's The Rock. Yep.
Sorry, I Love You coming up. We've got Edge and Full. We had so much stuff coming up. So, yes. Anyway, well, I'm excited, and I'm more excited for WrestleMania now because of this. So, as always, thank you everyone for listening, especially this crazy week. Hopefully, we've given you some really good stuff to listen to, bonus episodes, regular episodes, WrestleMania preview. So, as always, thank you for joining us on The Payoff.